This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I do believe we've won the trade war. I do believe that upbeat President Trump said Monday, today, a U.S.-China trade deal is in the offing. The two sides will begin serious negotiations again soon. If you were with me in hour number one, I'm one of the few guys in America who understood it. As a matter of fact, we had a money show here in Vegas. 10,000 people showed up. I was the one of the opening speakers. And the night before the show began, there was a dinner for all the fancy schmancy speakers at the money show. And it was some of the most brilliant economists in America. I mean, all the biggest names you'd ever want to see. And I was sitting at the head table, and Stephen Moore, who's one of President Trump's chief economic advisors, along with Larry Kudlow, and who's been one of the more important ones involved in trade policy, gave a speech in front of all these fancy business people, most of whom were hedge fund billionaires, or certainly $100 million and up men. And he gave a speech as to why Trump would win the trade war, and then then a bunch of people disagreed. Everybody in the room disagreed, especially the guy sitting next to me, Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff is a brilliant guy, but I just totally disagree with him about everything about Trump. He just hates Trump. Can't stand Trump. It's an ego thing with him. You know, he wants to be president. He just thinks it's ridiculous that Trump is president, and he just can't stand anything he does, and he won't give Trump credit, just like the media, for anything he does. He's done so many great things, he won't give him credit. So he gave a speech how it's going to be a disaster, going to lose the trade war. And then Stephen Moore, who's, you know, as important as any economist in America, the most important economist to the President of the United States other than Larry Kudlow, and he looks at the audience and says, Wayne Root, what do you think? And I stood up in front of all those fancy schmancy economists, almost all of whom have degrees from Harvard Business School, and I said, look, I'm just a little son of a butcher, SOB. Crowd laughed. And I said, I don't know the fancy stuff you guys know. And I didn't go to Harvard Business School. I did go to an Ivy League school. I went to Columbia, but only undergrad. And I was a political science major. I didn't take any courses in business or finance or accounting or stocks or anything. So I'm just not like you guys. I'm just a small businessman. But my gut instinct tells me, just like my grandfather before me, who was a small business owner, a butcher store owner, that the customer is king. The customer is number one. The customer can never lose. If the customer does lose, refer back to number one. The customer is going to win. You got to make them win because your whole business depends on your customer. And they all got this shocked look like, what is he talking about? The United States is China's biggest customer. And if you put it in terms of a small businessman and a customer, you don't, as a small businessman, you can't put a customer out of business, but the customers together collectively can put you out of business. If most of your customers decide to leave you and go to a competitor down the street, you're out of business. It's over. You used to be a rich, important businessman in the community, but it's over. You're out of business. So you got to keep your customers happy. Customers are always right. But you can't put the customer out of business. You could say, screw you. I'm not going to sell you shoes anymore. And the customer would laugh at you. There's eight other shoe stores within a five-block radius. They'll just go to another shoe store. So you need the customer, but they don't need you. We are the customer of China. So my little gut instinct from this little son of a butcher who never took an economics course in his life, let alone at Harvard Business School, is that we got him by the shorts. They got no choice. They have to win, lose the trade war to us. We have to win. And they all just looked, they were just in shock. They didn't know what to say. No one in the room knew what to say. I said, you all got better degrees than me, but you don't understand this situation. We buy everything China makes. And they don't buy anything of ours, so we got them by the cojones. And it looks like I'm turning out to be right. I may be one of the few people in all of America who understood that Trump had him where he wanted him. Because the Chinese economy is just dying. And our economy is doing very well. Now, again, I'm kind of in the middle on this one. You know, Kip Herridge will tell you that our economy is doing fantastic, and he expects stocks to go to 35,000. I think he's probably right. They will go to 35,000, the Dow. I have no doubt by the time Trump is through, we're going to have the greatest Dow in history. But I still think we're at a funny moment right now where it could go either way. I think we've done really well for the last 2.5 years, but we are on the precipice of recession. We're not in recession. I repeat, we are not in recession. But there's still very high taxes. Trump cut corporate taxes dramatically, but he did nothing for the average person's taxes. Thank God they didn't go up. It was up to Democrats in the green energy deal. Taxes would be triple what you're paying now. Under Trump, they not only didn't go up, they went down a point or two. But they're still way too high. And Trump did absolutely nothing about Obamacare. That's not his fault. He tried. He killed the mandate. That was important. And then he tried to kill Obamacare itself, and John McCain came off his deathbed and voted thumbs down and killed it for Trump because John McCain cared more about his own ego and George Soros, his donor, than he did about all the, you know, the millions of people who voted for him who expected him to kill Obamacare. What a terrible human being that guy was in his last days. I mean, that's just terrible. That's an awful thing to do. And still, I never said anything about, you know, hoping he'd die quicker, or hoping he'd die a painful death, like Bill Barr did, involving David Koch, who died over the weekend. I believe it was David Koch, right, who died over the weekend. His brother's Charles Koch. It was the Koch brothers. David died. You know what's interesting is David's one of the handful of people in history that's been a Libertarian vice presidential nominee, along with Wayne Allyn Root. So we have a lot in common. Him and I are two of the only, you know, just do the math. The Libertarian Party's been around since like 1970, maybe 1972. I guess during Nixon's election, re-election in 72. So, you know, every 4 years there's elections. So just figure out, you know, maybe in history of the Libertarian Party, there's 10 guys, 11 guys who've ever been a vice presidential nominee. And I'm one of the 10 in the history of America who's been a Libertarian vice presidential nominee along with David Koch, who just died. And Bill Maher said, I hope his death is painful. I hope he died as painful as you could possibly die. And the audience gave him a standing ovation. Now, that's disgusting. Seriously. That's a horrible, horrible thing to say. Now, I didn't, and by the way, I don't even agree with David Koch on a bunch of things. David Koch turned out to be completely different than me, both as a Libertarian and as a Republican, and as a conservative, and as a businessman. He was, to me, the most important issue in America by far is the border and illegal immigration. And he wants open borders. That's the strangest view I've ever heard. And so I don't even like David Koch. I don't even agree with David Koch. I felt he was a turncoat. But I still think he was a great man. He gave billions of dollars to charity. He was a great man. And I certainly didn't wish him to die. And I certainly didn't wish him to die a painful death. That's disgusting. I don't wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg to die a disgusting death. You people are crazy on the left. You had the nerve to call me bad names on CNN and MSNBC when your liberal people are this disgusting? I didn't wish anything bad to David Koch, even though I disagree with him. And I don't wish anything bad to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even though I disagreed with her. And I think, forget about disagreeing, I think that Jimmy Carter was the worst president maybe in the history of America and did terrible things to America, did terrible things to my dad, who owned a butcher store in those days. You know, because he destroyed the American economy, that idiot. But I have nothing but positive will, not ill will, positive will towards Jimmy Carter. He seems like a sweet old man. And I don't wish him to die soon, even though he's in his 90s. I hope he lives to his hundreds. And I hope his death is not painful. You know, liberals keep saying that we're bad people, and we are so much nicer than them. And it's all because they look in the mirror, and whatever they see, they blame it on us. That was Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. So liberals are the nasty ones. Liberals are the conspiracy theorists. They're terrible people. They wish the economy be in recession so they could get rid of Trump. And they wish a painful death for anyone who disagrees with them. These people are crazy. And by the way, as I keep saying, I'm the world's biggest backer of Israel, the IDF. Israeli Defense Fund just thwarted a large-scale Iranian attack on Israel. Large-scale attack by Iranian quads forces that were working out of Syria. By multiple killer drones. Operated by Iranian quads force operatives and Shiite militia targets in Syria. Multiple killer drones. Boy, that's a little scary to hear about. Can you imagine a bunch of drones heading for you and they start shooting missiles? Everybody around them gets killed and they rip up an airport or apartment built complex or a shopping center, kill everybody in it. It's an attack that never happened because the Israelis stopped them. IDF intelligence, Israeli Defense Force intelligence, released surveillance footage of Iranian Quds operatives in Syria carrying a killer drone they intended to use for an attack on Israel. So how did they foil the attack? We don't know. They didn't release that. All we know is Israel stopped it. Israel can never take a day off. They're under constant threat by their enemies in the region. And as that was going on, Gaza fired three rockets to Israel, two of which were intercepted by the Iron Dome. So never stop understanding what Israel faces every single day. It's as if, you know, you and I lived in Las Vegas, where I do live, in Las Vegas, and right up the street, you know, maybe like an hour away, it's State Line. State Line is the border between Nevada and California. Just right up the street, what if there was the enemy, and they were shooting drones into Las Vegas with missiles on them and machine guns on them and high-caliber weapons on them? What if they were shooting just missiles, not just drones, but missiles into Las Vegas? Can you imagine living like that? That's what Israel lives like every day. And that's why I'm sick of presidents saying, I want to be fair, I'm not choosing sides. We finally have one, Trump, who's choosing sides. He's on Israel's side, period. You can't be on any other side. Sponsor of this segment of the show, sponsor of the whole show, Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Make your own decision if you want to own the stock. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Thank you, Fordham, for sponsoring the show. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist.
I have a voice problem.
My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. It's funny because Democrats were so celebratory over David Koch's death over the weekend. David Koch, one of the biggest conservative donors in the history of the Republican Party. But again, towards the end of his life, he was an open borders guy who hated Donald Trump. There's so many people who hate Trump, it's unbelievable. And yet he won. And yet I think he's going to win by a landslide. But, you know, you do realize everybody who's a socialist, a communist, a Marxist, a progressive hates Trump. Everyone who's a Democrat hates Trump. Everyone who owns a corporation or CEO of a corporation, a big one, hates Trump. All the people who are globalists hate Trump. And all the people that are libertarians hate Trump. And that's David Koch, because libertarians believe in open borders. That's why I left the Libertarian Party. It's bizarre. Can you imagine believing in smaller government and not only lower taxes, but no taxes and no regulations and no government involved in your life in any way, but you want open borders, that all the people in the world who are poor come here, vote you out of office, and create the biggest welfare state the world's ever known? I mean, you're a moron if you're a libertarian. Because if that's your view, you're a moron. You can't be for less government or zero government, less taxes or zero taxes, less regulations or zero taxes, be that extreme that you want nothing, no layer of government, none. And then believe in open borders so all the people come here want welfare, and then they outvote you, and then you get the most government you'll ever get, and the most welfare you'll ever get, and the most government spending you'll ever get. It makes no sense at all. Anyway, the people that were against David Koch and were celebrating, like Bill Maher, hope he dies the most painful death possible, they were just in glee over the death of an old man. And then later in the day, they went in a panic when it was revealed that their hero, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has got pancreatic cancer again. So they were joyful at David Koch's passing, but man, are they going to lose their minds. Because let me tell you something. Nobody survives pancreatic cancer. You're just a goner. The minute they tell you you've got pancreatic cancer, you know you're going to die. It's just a matter of you're going to die in a year or two or a month or two or a week or two. And, you know, if you're 40 years old and in good health, hopefully you got 3 years left. Most people don't. Remember, Michael Landon had pancreatic cancer. He was dead in a matter of weeks. And I know a bunch of people who've had pancreatic cancer. Every one of them was dead. But, it's, you know, they called me, said they had it, and they were dead in a month or two. But this woman's 86, and she's got it for the second time. And she was just treated for lung cancer months ago, which tells me the lung cancer spreads to her pancreas. You don't just wake up with lung cancer and then wind up with pancreatic cancer a few months later, so it's all over her body. So she's done. And I wish her well, and I pray for her, and I hope she has a wonderful recovery. I hope she has it. God bless her. Let her be the only one in the world who recovers from something as terrible as this. And let her recover in retirement. Let her have a nice retirement. Finally, enjoy life. Get off the Supreme Court and enjoy life. But the one thing you can't do is keep going to the United States Supreme Court. Right? You can't do that. You can't go every day to work at the Supreme Court and study and research and make rulings that change the future of America when you're sick with multiple forms of cancer, including one that's horrible. They put some sort of pancreatic stent in their body, and experts say that's automatically a sign you're just dead. They're preparing for the end of your life. All right. Speaking of crazy liberals on the left who celebrated the death of David Koch, how about the psychiatrist on CNN who said Trump may be responsible for millions of more deaths than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong? This was on CNN's Reliable Sources. Psychiatrist Dr. Alan Francis. I've known thousands of patients, almost all of them well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump's none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with him is a terrible insult. They have enough problems, enough stigma. Calling Trump crazy hides the fact we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more deaths than they were. They were responsible for like 55 million deaths, you madman. You crazy conspiracy nutcase. Wow. Democrat Party, liberals, CNN, MSNBC, liberal mainstream media, sick in the head. Sponsor of this segment of the show, if you're a Trump fan, that's why you're listening to the show, you know these people are crazy, head to the Trump Doral Hotel October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. We're going to have a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. It's all at the AmFest 19 conference. Headline speakers, Wayne Allyn, yours truly, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Go to AmericanPriority.com. AmericanPriority.com. October 10th and 12th, Trump Doral, sexy Miami. See you there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As many Floridians prepare to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Dorian, volunteers around the country are heading toward the storm to help with the recovery effort. Lisa Morgan is with the American Red Cross, and she says they're already sending volunteers and supplies to the area.
These are all items that we think that you'll be in need of if you have to evacuate your home quickly.
and Dorian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is strengthening as it heads towards Florida. Taxes in California could be going up as Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing 2 years of free college.
For all those other governors and all those other states say, well, we can't afford it. You know, it's just too much for us right now. We have so many other priorities. We are proving, not asserting, that it can be done.
The plan would cost taxpayers $42 million a year and apply to first-time and full-time students. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The show is called Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because no other show like it on TV. 3 hours a day of ranting and reacting without any notes, without any teleprompter, without any script. Pretty amazing stuff, and pretty exciting stuff, and pretty interesting stuff. And it's funny because I'll talk thousands of hours a year on TV and radio, and I ask all kinds of questions about every issue that pops on my screen. That's the biggest news story of the day, and they call that being a conspiracy theorist. Can you imagine how stupid that is? Even though all my theories turn out to be right, 99% of theirs turn out to be fraud. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, which almost everybody does, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something that I know will really be helpful for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. They've been great for my voice, never missed a minute in 3.5 years on the air, never had a cold in 3.5 years, no brain fog anymore because I drink their silver solution that kills brain fog. It's amazing. And no more leaky gut when I eat. I don't get sick afterwards. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I don't get fatigue afterwards. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Phone number. You can only get their products by calling this number or going to their website. They don't sell them in stores. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Promo code ROOT. Save 20% off. 866-660-9868. We got a guest on. If you think I drive them crazy, this woman drives them absolutely batty, and I'm sure they think she's loony. Laura Loomer is loony, and yet she's on the money like I am. She's done some of the most... I had this conversation with her the other day. She's done some of the most wild and interesting stunts of anyone in political history, and she gets no coverage because that's how bad the mainstream liberal media is. They're horrible. And so anything a liberal does gets covered up if they do something wrong. Anything a conservative does that's good gets covered up. Anything a conservative does that's even mildly questionable, they turn it into, like, murder charges for jaywalking. And this is how society goes on and on. Everything we do gets covered up if it's good. Everything we do, if it's bad, gets made the number one news story in America, or at least if they think it's bad. And if we ask good questions, we are conspiracy theorists. In any case, Laura Loomer is a Jewish conservative investigative journalist. Her website's lauraloomer.us, lauraloomer.us, and she's now running for United States Congress. That website, lauraloomerforcongress.com. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Wayne. I am very excited to be on your show. You had quite a week with the president last week.
I did. It was a crazy week, and welcome to my world. It was President Trump's world that I was greeted, you know, that I was introduced to. And this is not the first time it's happened to me, but it's the worst it's ever been. President Trump does a 90-minute speech. Everyone gives him a standing ovation, and they go home going, greatest thing I've ever attended. And they drive 8 hours home. They drove in from far away, and the whole family was entertained. They say, greatest day of our lives. We love President Trump. They get home, and there's a headline in the news. They took one sentence of what Trump says, and it's the biggest, most controversial crisis in America today. He's a racist. He's the most horrible guy. They never even heard the sentence. It was one little sentence out of a 90-minute speech, and they make it out to be the biggest news story in America. That's what they did to me last week based on a stupid response. And I don't mean stupid that I did anything stupid. I meant a little response on national TV to some guy's, a caller's question. And I responded, and that became the biggest news story in America. It's absurd what they do to conservatives, and it's amazing how they cover up for liberals. And I know you've experienced the exact same thing.
Yeah, I have, but I just want to let you know that I stand by you and what you have said about President Trump being the best president for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. And, you know, I myself, as a conservative Jew who supports President Trump, has received a lot of backlash like you have for being a conservative, and I've experienced firsthand the treatment of both the fake news, liberal mainstream media, as well as the punishment of the big tech social media companies, which are all run by far less communists anyway, right? So this is what we're dealing with. You and I both are victims of social media censorship and media bias. But, you know, now more than ever, conservative Americans need to fight back. And we're seeing really disturbing things in our country right now, like rising levels of anti-Semitism. Republicans are being silenced by big tech social media corporations like Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Apple. and it doesn't seem like much is being done about it. And I'm currently the most banned woman in America, and I have been shut down on every platform. And, you know, here I am. I had millions of followers before being banned. I know all the mainstream media hosts. I know politicians, and I couldn't get any help, Wayne. I mean, it was out of control. And I started thinking to myself, what does the average American do if this happens to them? And it's happening to many conservatives. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call my representative. So I called Lois Frankel, who's my representative. She's a Democrat, a left-wing Jew, in District 21 in Florida. And she wouldn't help me. She didn't do anything.
Well,
and I realized, you know what? I got to run for Congress. I got to run for Congress so that what has happened to me doesn't happen to any other American, because it is unacceptable, it is un-American, and it must be stopped. And right, so I'm running in Florida's District 21, and I'm going to win. And you can be a part of my campaign today. Anybody who's listening can go to lauraloomerforcongress.com. I'm very excited. And we're going to flip the district. We're going to flip the district red. And I'll be President Donald Trump's congresswoman, because it's the home of Mar-a-Lago, the winter White House. And it's going to be, I predict, the most watched congressional race in the country.
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions. Let me be the tough questioner. First of all, are you running in a Republican primary? Are there other Republicans planning to run for that district?
Yeah, there are several other Republicans, but, you know, you in order to flip a Democrat district, and this is a D+9 district, it's winnable, you have to have name recognition. You need to be able to raise an army. You need to be able to raise money, and you need to be able to raise awareness. None of the other candidates can do that. They're nice people, right? But being nice isn't just going to make you win an election, right? I had millions of followers before being banned. I have international name recognition. I have the ability to raise money. My fundraising is going very well so far. I have a grassroots army from across the country. You know, it's a local race. Of course, it's a congressional race, but I have supporters from all over the country. Right? All over the country, all over the world. Of course, you can only donate if you're a United States citizen, but I have people all over the country who are rallying to put me into Congress. Right? So this is going to be not just a local race in Florida for the people of District 21, who I can't wait to represent, but also just for the people of this country who are sick and tired of the loudest voices in Congress being these radical leftist women in the squad, or the Hamas caucus, as I like to call them, right?
Let me hear about the district. It's Florida District 21, which I believe is a strong Democrat district. You say it's winnable. Why do you say it's winnable?
It's D+9. It used to be a purely Republican district. You know, Alan West was the representative in this district at one time before it was gerrymandered. But it's only D+9. There's over 150,000 NPAs, no party affiliations. There's a large Jewish population as well. And you and I both know, you know, you're a fellow Jew. I mean, I don't know how any Democrat could vote.
You mean how any Jew could vote Democrat,
how
right?
Jewish person who is a member of the Democrat Party could continue voting Democrat. I mean, look, the Democrat Party, they have really gone off the deep end when it comes to this anti-Semitism issue. They are completely anti-Israel. Okay, you have Democrat members of Congress who are Jews, like Lois Frankel, the woman I'm running against, who refuse to condemn Omar and refuse to condemn Rashida Tlaib, who I'm suing, by the way, for assault and battery.
Let's just talk about that.
Want to say anything. They just don't want to do anything. And we can't allow it to happen. You know, when we said never again, we made a promise to the world, we made a promise to the Jewish people that we would never allow anti-Semitism to happen to the point where we would have another Holocaust. And that was less than 80 years ago, Wayne. And honestly, there's rising levels of anti-Semitism around the world and in this country that have never been seen since the time of the Holocaust. And a lot of it is coming from the halls of Congress. It's unacceptable, must be stopped. And I'm going to stop it when I'm in Congress.
You know what the funniest thing is? So a guy like me, a Jewish Republican, steps up and tells the world what I did last week, that Trump is the greatest. The American Jews are crazy if they don't vote for him, because he's the most popular guy in the history of Israel, and he's the best president for the Jewish people in history. And who attacked me? All Jewish people attacked me. I got so many emails from Jews, liberal Jews, saying, look what you've done. You're making the whole world hate us. What? So let me get this straight. You've got Rashida Tlaib, and you've got Ilhan Omar, you've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who lead this incredibly hateful, Jew-hating, anti-Semite-hating Democrat Party. You've all chosen to say nothing. You think it's that doesn't lead to hatred around the world. It's only me celebrating Trump and Israel and our great friendship that leads to hate. It's the most absurd. Speaking of conspiracy theorists, that's the craziest conspiracy theory I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is very shameful. You know, it's sad. It is really sad that most Jews in this country are voting for the Democrat Party. But there's an issue with education, Wayne. You see, the mainstream media lies. Donald Trump is the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president we have ever had. Okay,
well, he is a Jew. He's an Orthodox Jewish grandfather.
Yeah, I mean, his grandkids are Jewish, right? Yet they call him a Nazi, just like they call me a Nazi, and I'm a Zionist, right? So,
and I'm sure they're calling me a Nazi.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's just hilarious. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But the media is filled with liars and frauds
who
perpetrate fake news, you know? So that's the issue we're dealing with. Hey, when we get back, we'll have more with Laura. I want to talk about her lawsuit with Rashida Tlaib. I want to find out what that's about, what she did to you. She's charging her with assaulting her. And I want to talk about your lawsuit against Facebook. So when we get back, more with Laura Loomer, who hopefully, fingers crossed, prayers, is the next United States Congresswoman. Can you imagine liberals? Heads will explode if Laura Loomer becomes a congresswoman representing Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago district in Florida. They'll lose their minds. Can you imagine Laura showing up in Congress? Oh, my gosh. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We can only hope and pray. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, this. Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, coming up, of course, in hour number three, starting in about 7.5 minutes, is Newsmax TV. Check us out. If you don't have us on DirecTV or Dish TV or on cable like Comcast Xfinity, many cable systems all over the United States carry us. But if you don't have us, just go to NewsmaxTV.com, NewsmaxTV.com, and you can watch us on your computer, on your laptop, or get the Newsmax app. It's free. You can watch us on your iPhone or your cell phone of all kinds. Check us out. And sponsored this segment of USA Radio is Trump Art. It is a beautiful piece of art available only to my listeners, a limited edition art piece of President Trump, numbered and signed by the artist and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, because it's the one and only War Edition. I have it proudly displayed in my home. It's stunning. It features amazing actually my home and my radio studio. It's stunning. It features amazing colors, patriotic red, white, and blue American flag behind Trump, a 22-karat gold foil electrifying Trump's hair. Every piece is hand-embellished by the artist, making each piece unique and an instant classic. Created by world-renowned Vegas artist Mark Rems, it captures the power and presence of President Trump, and it sells for a dramatic discount only to my fans and listeners. Just like President Trump, I've negotiated a great deal for you. Call it The Art of the Deal by Wayne Allyn Root. It'll make you smile every time you see it. It'll be the conversation piece of the year at your home or office. Showcase your support for President Trump or give it as the greatest gift ever to the Trump super fan in your life. It's not too soon to get a great Christmas gift they will never forget. It's the Trump War Edition, signed and numbered. Get yours now. Call 833-TRUMP55. That's 833-TOLL-FREE, TRUMP55. Or go to WayneRootArt.com, WayneRootArt.com. No, I'm not the owner of this. It's not my gallery. It's not my studio. But they got that name, so all of you would easily remember it while you're driving. WayneRootArt.com or 833-TRUMP55. And by the way, if you want to know what the art looks like, just go to the website, WayneRootArt, and there's the Trump painting, and you get to see what it looks like. So check it out, WayneRootArt.com. We're back with my guest, Laura Loomer, who's a Jewish conservative investigative journalist and hopefully a future United States congresswoman. I think it would be great. I think Congress will lose their minds when you show up. LauraLoomer.us, but more importantly, it's LauraLoomerForCongress.com. LauraLoomerForCongress.com. Laura, what would the first day be like as you show up at the United States House of Representatives?
Well, it'd be interesting, you know. The liberal media would lose their mind the same way that they had meltdowns when President Donald Trump was elected. Because, you know, it's one of the reasons why I admire Donald Trump so much is because, you know, I'm very similar in the sense that you look at President Donald Trump's presidential race, right? And so many people underestimated him. I didn't. I was with him from the get-go. You know, I was.
Well, you know, I didn't.
Hillary. I was undercover in the Hillary Clinton campaign working for Project Veritas exposing Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I was at President Donald Trump's, you know, victory party the night that he beat Hillary Clinton. So I was there from day one, always been a loyal Trump supporter. And, you know, that's what they do to me. They underestimate me, right? They say I'm a conspiracy theorist, the same thing they say about you. They lie about me. You know, the fake news media is already lying, saying I don't live in the district when I've lived here for over a year and a half. You know, I live in the district I'm running in. I live 10 minutes away from Mar-a-Lago. You know, I live here. So it's going to be great. And I hope that my office is right next door to Ilhan Omar's because Ilhan Omar, for far too long, has been making a disgrace, right, of Congress. The way that she spews hatred to Israel, hatred for Jews, hatred for America, hatred for white people. I mean, is there anything that this woman doesn't hate? Besides Muslims? I mean, really, what does she not hate? She seems to hate everything about this country.
It's strange. So tell us why you're in a lawsuit with her. I understand. Or is it Rashida Tlaib you're in a lawsuit with? I'm confused. Which one is it? To me, they're interchangeable, by the way.
Right. So, well, they're both involved in this, actually. So as you recall, I'm actually suing. I just filed a lawsuit 2 days ago against Rashida Tlaib for assault and battery. Because if you recall, you know, prior to running for Congress, what I became known for is my Loomer's videos, where I would show up and I would confront and expose radical left-leaning politicians and jihadist candidates. And I was actually investigating Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib before anybody knew who they were, right? So the story about her marrying her brother, using her campaign funds to pay for her divorce from her brother, her hatred of Jews and Israel and ties to terrorist organizations, I already reported on that over a year ago, Wayne. You know, and you know, you follow my report.
And
the media said it was a lie. They said it was unfounded. They accused me of being anti-Muslim for asking Ilhan Omar why she married her brother and why she hates Jews. And now it's all mainstream. They called it a conspiracy theorist. You know, can you believe it? And so at this event where she was, it was a joint event in Minneapolis with Rashida Tlaib. And I asked Rashida Tlaib why, you know, she hates Israel and Jews and whether she's going to recognize and represent her Jewish constituents and whether she would condemn Hamas. And she got so angry with me, I think also because I'm Jewish, that she physically attacked me. So I'm suing her. It's all on video. You can see it for yourself.
And you're also, and we only have seconds here, but you're also suing Facebook for $3 billion. Is that correct?
Yes, for defamation. And I'm suing Twitter, Google, Apple, you know, all of them. So you can support my lawsuit, but most importantly, go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com, sign up to volunteer and get my emails and donate today.
I just can't wait to see the first day that Laura Loomer shows up at the U.S. Congress and walks down the hall and sees Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. That is worth its weight in gold. We'll have her on the show on a regular basis. Let's hope she wins the primary. We'll boost her as much as we can because I think everyone who listens to this show would love to see that. Laura, I hope you're a future congresswoman. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, up now.
If you own a timeshare, well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.